This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is heartbreaking. Have you guys seen this video? There's a video of a woman in a hospital gown that is out in the cold shivering. And we don't know how she was discharged from the hospital, why she was undressed and basically out there, like, you know, left unattended. And the University of Maryland Medical System officials say that they are shocked and disappointed about this video that has gone viral, showing a patient being left alone in just her hospital gown outside of the University of Maryland Medical Center Midtown campus. Hospitals are very infamous for having their discharged patients hanging around outside the hospital with nowhere to go. Usually there's social worker involved and there's, you know, some sort of charity that could come to the hospital and help take these people to a place where they could get, you know, some shelter and food, etc. And it's really embarrassing for a hospital when, I guess, somebody gets, quote unquote, I don't want to use the word dumped, but discharged, and they look like they could end up right back in the hospital because they're outside getting hypothermic and starving, etc. Well, this video posted on Facebook Wednesday morning by Imamu Baraka shows a woman in a hospital gown mumbling and coughing near a bus stop outside the University of Maryland Medical Center Midtown campus. And in Maryland, the temperatures, as you know, with this whole bomb cyclone cold spell they had last week, has been causing the nighttime temperatures to be freezing. The woman appears to be disoriented and is in obvious distress. This happened Tuesday night. It appears that several people in uniform left the woman at a bus stop and then walked back into the hospital's emergency room. The man who shot the video on his cell phone repeatedly asked the people in uniform why they are leaving the woman on the street, and then he demands that they call police and, I guess, is ignored. As he walks back to check on her, it's obvious she's confused and disoriented. She's just wearing a hospital gown with no shoes or pants. So eventually the man is able to guide the woman to sit down at the bus stop. Although they didn't give details about the incident, hospital spokeswoman Kelly Swan released a statement to 11 News saying officials share the shock and disappointment of those who have seen the video. They say, we share the shock and disappointment of many who have viewed the video showing the discharge of a patient from the ER at UMMC Midtown the night of January 9th, and this unfortunate event is not representative of our patient-centered mission. They said, while there are many circumstances of this patient's case that we cannot address publicly, in the end, we clearly failed to fulfill our mission with this patient, no matter the circumstances of her case or the quality of the clinical care we provided in the hospital, which is not depicted in the video. Of course not. The video showing her outside, we don't know all the, you know, painstaking efforts they did inside, and nobody cares because that's more exciting to see what happened with the video outside. They are taking this matter very seriously, conducting a thorough review, and are evaluating the appropriate response, including the possibility of personnel action. So whoever dumped her at a bus stop in a hospital gown. Now, my guess is this is somebody who was possibly homeless, brought in by police to be taken care of. The hospital did take care of her for free. And there might not have been a means of, you know, what to do upon discharge. Now, at the risk of sounding cold and heartless, okay, we do need to have the discussion of what are hospitals expected to do financially and practically in terms of patients who may, you know, be homeless, not have a means to take care of themselves or go anywhere. You know, somebody could say, okay, well, the patient should have been kept inside the hospital. Okay, well, that, I mean, yeah, no-brainer. We don't want them getting hypothermia, etc. But the patient can't stay in a hospital bed. If the patient's well enough to be discharged, the patient's got to get out of the ER. You have to have that patient leave the ER because we have, you know, hospitals have other patients to take care of. If you're having a heart attack, okay, you need to be able to get into that hospital bed. That's what hospitals have to do. Now, hospitals take care of people for free all the time. A homeless person that seems to be disoriented, out of it, going into DKA, diabetic ketoacidosis, going through alcohol withdrawal, hospitals, every minute of the day, take care of people for free. But then, what are they supposed to do? There's only X amount of money hospitals have. There's only X amount of staff. So, first responders are correct to bring these patients to the hospital. The hospital is very gracious to take care of them. But then what happens afterwards? Most likely these patients remain homeless. Going to a hospital does not guarantee you getting a job later, getting a house. The hospital can only do so much. So even though what happened is ridiculous, and I don't know why the person was outside in a hospital gown, and, you know, my guess is the clothes that that person came in with was not clothes that they could live in. Maybe there was a lot of lice on the clothes. Maybe there was a lot of blood, excrement. So the hospital gave her something to wear. But, you know, do we really have to find what are all these hospitals supposed to do with no funds? I'm not saying what happened to her is correct, okay? You know, usually their social work or one of the homeless shelters may have a pickup bus. I mean, there's you know, most cities have a means of how they could address this. But most cities don't have proper funding for it. So many times, once you're discharged, you leave. You know, when I was working in the ER, there would be a lot of homeless people who would actually, you know, break the law on purpose just so they could get in to have a warm, just to get into a warm building, get fed in jail. Or if they would hurt themselves so they could at least go to the hospital and get something to eat or some IV fluid or something for pain, something. So hospitals offer a small respite, but not enough. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. We'll be right back. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, Scott, and Manny. We have, I think, three guys working my dials today. I am loving it. I am so high maintenance where we need three men working the dials. I love it. The more hands, the better. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So my uncle, my husband's uncle, is at CES. Everybody seems to be at CES this week, Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. And the one thing he said, I don't know if it was opening night or the second night, but there were pole dancing robots at CES. And some of you have asked me if that's true. Some of my listeners, not in Las Vegas, are there really pole dancing robots? Not because you're intrigued by the whole, you know, sexy notion of that, but many of us remember that Osmo robot at Disneyland, and we remember that robots have difficulty run. We don't have the technology to have a robot climb stairs or run or gyrate. They could walk, they can make certain movements, but we still don't have a lot of the technology. Well, I am here to tell you that, yeah, it is true. Recode.net has a video of the pole dancing robots. And I guess they gyrated to a stripper pole to music from 50 Cent and Pharrell with dollar bills scattered on the stage and floor. There were human dancers that, were around as well, but these robot gyrating strippers at the CES weren't human looking. They had like security cameras on their head and they wiggled their hips. The hips did look like a butt, but there was nothing overly, there might be some breast tissue, but there was nothing overly exotic about them. But they just sat there and kind of moved their tushy. So the technology is getting there. There's a little bit of background. Giles Walker is a 50-year-old British man who describes himself as a scrap metal artist with a passion for building animatronic robots. One of his other projects, The Last Supper, features 13 robots interacting around a table. And so Walker says he got the idea for pole dancing robots more than 7 years ago when he noticed the rise of CCTV cameras being used as a way to survey people in Britain for safety purposes, what he called mechanical peeping toms. He was inspired by the idea of voyeurism or watching others for pleasure and decided to try and turn the cameras into something sexy on their own. There's a challenge, he said. All right, that his robot creations gyrating some 30 feet away, where if you think you're a painter, you might want to paint a beautiful woman and make it beautiful. I'm a sculptor, and I wanted to do something that was sexy. So I guess this is a huge hit. Now, what else is going on at CES? What else do they have? Well, according to TechRadar.com, there's a few gadgets and high-tech stuff that's being highlighted. What is the Kohler Numi toilet? Apparently, it's about $6,000. Okay? And it's a high-tech talking toilet called the Numi. It's voice-activated. It features mood lighting, a foot warmer, music playback. I do not need to listen to music while on the toilet. A deodorizer, an advanced bidet functionality with pulsate, oscillate, and wave water spray actions. And I guess you, I have the most comfortable potty that you could think of. Now, I've already thought they have toilets. Didn't Justin Timberlake, or who is, was it Ryan Seacrest that got one of these fancy multiple $1,000 toilets that warm his tushy for his birthday? So they've had these fancy toilets, but I guess they're getting fancier. There's the Spartan silver-lined underwear. A Faraday cage for, I guess, they say your floppy bits. Spartan silver-lined underwear. Which has been around for a while, is supposed to prevent you from getting hurt by radio frequency signals beaming from phones bouncing nestled next to our privates, they say. There are boxer briefs that can block 99% of phone and Wi-Fi radiation without looking like an adult diaper. So if news ever gets out or scientific evidence ever gets out that your laptop or your cell phone could cause testicular cancer, something like this is going to go gangbusters by the stock. That's all I can say. My special Aflac therapy duck. There's a robot duck. We were going to talk about this earlier in the week. Intended to help children undergoing treatment for cancer. By using animated movements, sounds, and emojis, it's believed the duck can help children find the ways to express their feelings around their condition. There's also the ability to administer medicine to the duck in the same way that cancer sufferers would experience it, helping to normalize it and familiarize children with what they're going to go through. But it's a heartwarming duck. Yeah, you know, whenever I took care of pediatric patients, I would let the patient, the kid, you know, do doctor stuff on their doll or their teddy bear. And when they listen to the teddy bear's heart, or if I listen to their teddy bear's heart, and I'm like, oh, man, you're that's a good, oh, this is so cool. And then I'd look at the teddy bear's ears, and they're like, look at mine, look at mine. So sometimes it's a cool little trick. There's the Somnox robotic pillow. It's designed as a therapeutic sleep aid, replicating the sensations of sleeping alongside and snuggly next to a human. Except you're holding a giant bean-shaped cushion full of sensors and motors, And I guess it's supposed to make you feel like you're touching some. I really don't know. Here's the thing. Okay. Not to get too personal, but I cannot sleep spooning my husband or holding him. I can't do that. Okay. Yes, I like to be held. All right. But I can't sleep holding something. Even when I was younger, I would try to go to bed with a stuffed toy. I can't do it. I need to be left alone. I would rather cuddle my pillow, hold on to my pillow. I sleep on my side, and then I put my pillows, I have two pillows, and I put one 90 degrees to the other. No, not an isosceles triangle. We're talking about a right angle triangle, okay? A right triangle. So I hold the pillow horizontal, vertical, while the other pillow is horizontal, and that's how I sleep. And then I switch sides, and then the cat tries to get in between. One cat tries to be the hypotenuse, and that's how I do it. And then I Pythagorean theorem my way through sleep. It works. There's the Netflix psychosec Humans in a Bag. Okay. I guess, let me see what this is. Netflix psychosec company transfers consciousness to synthetic new bodies before death. What is this? Okay, I'm not sure what this is. Oh, they may have a new show. Lifelike Humans and Gross Out Plastic Bags to promote his new show, Altered Carbon. I don't know. Anyway, but I may see this. Mitipi Kevin, or Mighty Pie Kevin. Okay? I guess it gives the impression that there are other people in your home. The reality, they say, is a little more ingenious, and a Mitipi Kevin is designed as a security product. So basically, it makes sounds like there's somebody else at home, so people don't want to go into the house. All right? There's a Modius headband. It claims to be able to help you get lean with minimal effort by sending electronic signals to your brain. Targets hypothalamus? It's supposed to make you feel less hungry. Early reports from CES are skeptical. At best, they say, but with weight loss being a concern, there may be some people willing to try anything, and there may be some placebo effect. So it looks like a gadget. Not something like Doc War and Back to the Future, but it's something that's claiming it's stimulating your hypothalamus. There's the Halit Hip Air. When you fall on your butt, and this looks like a belt that has scanning sensors that are on the lookouts for an impending fall. So it'll instantly deploy two airbags on either side of your hips to break the fall. This could be huge for the elderly population that falls and breaks her hip. I'm looking at it. It looks kind of comfy, something that is better than my hemorrhoid pillow. There's a magic smart toothbrush. Apparently, it makes your brushing your teeth a reality game for kids. So you're more inclined to want to brush your teeth. Makes it a reality game and it looks kind of fun. There's the Yivo Recycled Gun Headphones. All right. I guess they are supposed to help you when you, they're recycled materials I'm not really sure what they do. I think they just protect your ear. This person is kind of confusing me with the way he's writing about these things. But anyway, so a lot of cool gadgets at CES. We'll tell you more as the week unfolds. Very cool stuff. Still no news on the sex robots. My guess is in the next 5 to 10 years, they're going to be on sale for thousands upon thousands of dollars. I'm not interested, even if it looks like Michael Fassbender. By the time these things do come out, I really don't think I want to be near one of them. Pretty spooky looking. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So the Swiss government has ordered an end to the common culinary practice of throwing a live lobster into boiling water when a restaurant wants to cook them. And they are now ruling that you must knock a lobster out unconscious before they are killed. It is part of a wider overhaul of Swiss animal protection laws. But as of March 1, the practice of plunging live lobsters into boiling water, which is common in restaurants, no longer permitted. You have to stun them before they are put to death. According to Swiss public broadcaster RTS, only electric shock or the mechanical destruction of lobster's brain, mechanical destruction means hitting them over the head, will be accepted methods of stunning the animals once the new rule takes effect. Animal rights advocates and some scientists argue that lobsters and other crustaceans have sophisticated nervous systems and likely feel significant pain when boiled alive. I've always wondered that. You know, I think we've all been kind of shocked when we heard that you just throw a live lobster into the boiling water. I mean, it makes us shudder. I think we even saw that on MasterChef once. And everybody says, no, they don't feel it, they don't get hurt. But you're like, are you kidding me? Anyway, they say the Swiss government will be no longer permitted to transport live marine crustaceans like lobsters on ice or in icy water, meaning they should always be held in their natural environment. The government also aims to crack down on illegal puppy farms and imports and ban devices that automatically punish dogs when they bark. So those shock collars are going to be banned in Switzerland. I know, for being such a neutral company, they are really, really getting a little controversial right now. No, actually, I don't like shock collars. We have dogs that bark. I want them to bark. I want them to be able to, you know, speak their mind. Now, they're protected by the Constitution just like I am. Not to mention, if a bad guy or girl comes to the house, I want them to bark. Organizers of public events featuring animals will also be directly responsible for their welfare when the new rules take effect. So they say that the screaming sound isn't a lobster screaming, but it's a sound of the steam and air escaping, I guess, the shell. Maybe you guys know more than I do. I don't eat lobster. I have tried it. It's kind of yummy. Well, I just don't eat lobster. It's usually expensive, and it's not kosher, so I'm not supposed to. But interesting nonetheless. Now, they say dogs, even though they can't speak human, there is supposed to be a pet translator that is going to be available in less than a decade. So we know what our dogs are trying to say. I think this is technology that a lot of us would want. You know, we talk about superpowers when we're kids. What superpower would you love to have? Well, one superpower I wanted was to fly. I thought that was really cool that Superman back in the 70s and 80s could fly. I was really big on that. I also wanted to be like Wonder Woman. So my superpower would be to fit into a onesie and look sexy. That would have been my superpower. A superpower that I also wanted to have was to be able to talk to animals. And so recent advances in artificial intelligence and machine learning suggest that maybe there's going to be a way where we could be able to talk to animals. Scientists, with the help of AI, are learning how to translate animals' vocalizations and facial expressions into something we can understand. Recent advances listens in on marmoset monkeys to parse the dozen calls they use to communicate with each other, and one that reads sheep faces to determine whether an animal is in pain. Taking note of the research, Amazon-sponsored report on future trends released last summer predicted that in 10 years, we will have a translator for pets. Dr. Kon Slabodchikov, a professor emeritus in biology at Northern Arizona University and the author of Chasing Dr. Doolittle, Learning the Language of Animals, is on the vanguard of animal communication. More than 30 years studying prairie dogs have convinced him that the North American rodents have a sophisticated form of vocal communication. And so the prairie dogs, I guess, make high-pitched calls to alert the group of a presence of a predator. And I guess scientists have been looking at those calls. They also find that animals can combine their calls in various ways, could even use them to indicate the color of a nearby human's clothing. So we want to know what our dogs are thinking. Well, I don't. You know, I've always wondered, you know, when the dog comes into the bathroom when I'm in it, you know, does the dog go, oh, man, it stinks. I don't really want to hear what my dog has to say. You know, once I taught my kids how to talk, I'm like, you know what, that was a mistake. Do I really want my kids' opinions on, you know, what I cooked for dinner or my singing? You know, do I really want their opinions? No. So, right now, Dr. Slabodchikov is amassing thousands of videos of dogs showing various barks and body movements. He'll use the videos to teach an AI, artificial intelligence algorithm, about these communication signals. The algorithm still needs to be told what each bark or tail wag means. And so humans are going to have to offer their own interpretations, but they aim to incorporate the growing scientific research that uses careful experiments rather than guesswork to decipher the true meanings of dog's behavior. So I want to eat now, or I want to go for a walk. If we are able to communicate with our animals, we'll make our animals happier. They say in the U.S. alone, an estimated 3 million unwanted cats and dogs are euthanized every year. And it's because of poorly understood behavioral problems. So when the dog goes pee-pee or poo-poo howls, I'm thinking we need to put them to sleep. But we don't need to put them to sleep. Maybe they're going pee-pee or poo-poo in the house because it's too cold outside. Or it's too hot. Running outside the doggy door, it's too hot for them. Maybe they burn their tushy on the gravel or the grass. Who knows? So very, very cool. Now, there's an article talking about situations that may stress your pets. And you guys may not want to read this because you're going to feel really guilty. It's written by onegreenplanet.org. And apparently, according to a 2017-2018 animal pet product survey, 68% of households in the U.S. have pets, 60.2 million having dogs, and 47.1 million having cats. And according to the ASPCA, we may be stressing. And there are symptoms of stress. Pulled back lips, licking their ear, licking their, I can't read this. They have something in front of it. Ear movement, a lower tail, rapid panting, stiff body posture. You know, a cat purring, maybe nervousness and not always happy. So what can bother your pet? Okay, well, invading a pet's personal space. Now, how many times do you go up to your cat or dog and you, I do that all the time. I go into my pet's personal space all the time, but they do that to me. So, to act with it. But there's a picture of a little baby being right next to the dog, and the dog looking up like, say what? So sometimes our pets do not want to always be hugged or kissed. Cats don't want to be hugged. And apparently, remember a while back, there was a study where they looked at pictures of dogs next to babies and people hugging dogs, and the average dog looked stressed. Actually, 81% of the dogs look stressed. So, you know, when kids are around your pets, maybe, you know, realize that the dog may be, you know, disrupted by that. Being in a new or overstimulated environment. Whenever you adopt a new rescue animal, that is going to mess up the whole ambiance of the house or apartment or whatever. And that can be very, very stressful, especially cats. We just adopted our boss's cat. And, my other cats and dogs, boy, did they have their panties all up in a bunch. Now they're all getting, you know, better. But what we did is we had the cat separate. The cat had their own litter box, toys, etc. And now Shaky Boo tries to have sex with her. So, you know, one thing I remember my mom teaching me is whenever you introduce a new cat, put butter on their paws. And by the time they finish licking the butter off their paws, they're happy. Well, I forgot to do that because I didn't have any butter in the house. But, you know, letting them have their own personal stuff can help. And then later do some scent swapping. There's also some calming spray, things like that. All right. Another thing is taking a ride in the car. Some animals like to go for a car ride. Others don't. Shaky Boo can ride in a car really well. Does he like doing it? I don't know. But he'll come in, he'll ride with us. But some animals like to ride in the car. So if they like to ride in the car, you have to, realize that they may only like it for a few minutes. The average cat or pet does not like to ride in a car. They also don't like loud noises or situations. And my animals do not like to listen to my radio show. 1-877-DOG-SALLY. We'll be right back.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, most Americans drink safely and in moderation. So I don't have to yell at you guys for getting drunk. Right? And when we do think of people falling over drunk or coming to the emergency room, we think of guys. To be honest, I rarely took care of a woman who was completely sloshed when I was in training. The average person back in the 90s that would get drunk or would go through DTs and withdrawal and all sorts of stuff was usually a guy. But now we're being told and being reported by NPR that alcohol-related ER visits are soaring, but especially among women. There's been a steady annual increase in trips made to the emergency room as a result of drinking alcohol, adding up to 61% more visits in 2014 compared to 2006. That's according to a study published this month in the journal Alcoholism Clinical Experimental Research. They say visits to hospital emergency rooms for alcohol-related issues rose rapidly over a nine-year period, but they don't know why. Well, I know. It's because it's getting harder to get, you know, sleeping pills and pain pills, and alcohol offers you a means to sleep and a way to handle your pain, which is what we used prior to all these medicines coming out. That's my guess. But they say the increase is alarming, but also a bit mysterious to neuroscientist Aaron White. He's one of the study's authors. Neuroscientists always find mystery and stuff. Do you notice that, neuroscientists? You would think anybody in neuroscience would know everything. They're usually the smartest one in the class. Apparently, Aaron White finds this a bit mysterious. He says, in the same nine-year period, there was a mere 2% increase in per capita alcohol consumption overall, and an 8% increase in the number of emergency room visits for any reason. So he and his four co-authors, three of whom work with him at the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism, have yet to understand why there's such a dramatic increase, though, in ER visits that are alcohol-related. They say the lowest-hanging fruit in terms of this hypothesis is that there must be an increase in risky drinking in some people, even though that is not showing up in increases in overall capita consumption. It's enough to drive that increase in alcohol-related ER visits. So, they say 30 million visits to U.S. hospitals occur to the emergency room annually. 945 hospitals in 33 states were studied, okay? And they found a higher rate of increase in alcohol-related ER visits among women who are catching up with men nationally in overall drinking, as well as binge drinking, drunk driving, and deaths from cirrhosis. The gender gap in ER visits grew larger when the researchers just looked at visits for chronic use of alcohol, like pancreatitis, cirrhosis, withdrawal. But binge drinking or alcohol-related ER visits, maybe women are mixing alcohol with some Valium or with some Ambien, sleeping medication. So, what could be going on? Well, they say excess drinking costs an estimated about $249 billion a year. 88,000 deaths occur annually by excess drinking, according to the CDC. Alcohol is also a carcinogen. Can cause the increased risk of several types of cancer. In a separate study in mice, they found that a single dose of alcohol can damage DNA and immature blood cells if the toxin accumulates, causing cancer. So this is what I think is going on. I think a lot of people underestimate what they're drinking is too much. Okay? We think having a beer is just like popping a Tylenol or eating a grapefruit. It's part of what we do in America. You have a beer. Okay? Maybe, you know what? Maybe I'll splurge and I'll have a second beer. Okay. If you do that every single day, for a woman, that is considered excessive alcohol use. Over one drink a day. One drink could be one beer, one small glass of wine, or one shot. Now, you decide to have a couple rum and cokes when you come home for dinner. You're drinking too much. For a male could have two drinks a day. Until we start calling it moderate to excessive. We don't want you drinking more than four or five drinks at one sitting on the weekend. We got the playoffs. There's a game usually in my neck of the woods, 10 a.m. Then we have a 1 p.m. Then we have the 5 p.m., the 4 or 5 p.m., or Sunday Night Football. It's very easy to go have some drinks at lunchtime, then have some drinks at night during the game. Halftime, etc. Super Bowl Sunday, oh my gosh. So it's very, very easy to consume more alcohol than you should. And what if you took a pain pill that day? What if you had a medicine to relax, some Xanax or Valium, etc.? What if you took an Ambien for sleep the night before? The half-life should have been short enough where the drug shouldn't be in a quantity that would affect you, but it could. It could affect some. So I think what's happening is many people don't realize that even one drink could be enough to mess them up. And, you know, you have medications and first-pass metabolisms, and you have metabolites that may circulate, and, you know, you could have a wooziness, and that's just enough for you to get into an accident or have a fall, etc. They say two-thirds of Americans over the age of 17 drank alcohol at least once in 2014, so 170 million people. The raw number of ER visits due to alcohol was about 5 million in 2014. So, if you know somebody that likes to have a few beers, even though we think that's the American way and that's just how we do it, in fact, it's probably also the British way and the Irish way and the Scottish way, you know, people having a pint, okay, you know, it may just be too much. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Sears, a company we're all familiar with when we were kids, still struggling to keep themselves relevant. They raised about $100 million in new financing, and now, from what I understand, they want to make about $200 million in cost cuts. The company operates Sears and Kmart, and they say that it is going to attempt to make additional cuts this year related to store closings. There's also word that the company's efforts to complete these transactions are not fully successful. The board will consider all other options to maximize the values of their assets. Sears Holding Corporation said last week it's closing more than 100 stores. During November and December, store sales tumbled by 16 to 17%. Not good. Target went gangbusters holiday seasons. People, I don't know what Target did different. I guess they had this, I think Target pumped $7 million into a big advertising campaign. I'm not sure what happened there. But Target posted amazing sales, whereas Sears, no. They say Sears' disastrous holiday sales mark a sharp contrast to the solid gains that we saw at Kohl's, JCPenney, and also Macy's. And trust me, all three of them needed some help because they've been having some issues. So we have a stronger economy, we have lower unemployment, but there's still competition. And Sears is having trouble competing with Walmart, Best Buy, Home Depot. Remember, Sears, you used to be able to get a Maytag washer, I think, at Sears. Sears used to be able to go to and buy everything. Now people can go to Walmart. People can go to Home Depot. There are other stores and more exciting for people to go to. And, you know, Sears has this, I guess, old school feel to it. The other thing, too, that I noticed with Sears in my neck of the woods is it's really not in a location that people fall into. Home Depot has some real prime locations. So does Walmart. Sears, where I live, is kind of off in the corner where not a lot of people go. I don't see a lot of commercials for Sears. Come see the softer side of Sears. That wasn't a good campaign. Come see the softer side of Sears. First of all, there's too many S's, so for any of us with a lisp, it's not going to work, and I have a lisp. Come see the softer side of Sears. No, I can't even sing the song. So, yeah, I remember the song, but that doesn't tell me that your prices are going to be cheaper than Walmart. I'm going to be able to buy Spanx at your place. So, they need to definitely revamp some things. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't play.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.